up on the KUCB News, the Unalaska City Council takes up commercial marijuana sales tonight. And today is the deadline for public comment on a new proposed rule concerning Alaska Native Corporations' proxies. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Greta Mart with some local news on Tuesday, November 24th, 2015. Tonight, the City Council will tackle its first public work session on commercial marijuana sales in Unalaska. While no action will be taken this evening, it will be a chance for the public to hear what their representatives think about whether commercial marijuana should be allowed on the island. The local control section of the law that legalized marijuana for adult recreational use gives power to local governments to prohibit any or all stages of commercial production. Earlier this month, city staff hosted a public forum designed to provide information on state law and solicit feedback from the community. Some attending voiced frustration at the structure of the forum. They said they were hoping for more of a group discussion.
How come you decided to come down today?
I wanted to hear what the public had to say, and it didn't really seem that we get to hear what everybody else thinks, so kind of disappointed about it, but hopefully we can rally some community members up soon to hear both sides or all sides and sides that we don't even know it exists.
I came here because I wanted to hear what the community had to say about it. I'm kind of disappointed that we're not actually hearing from other community members, so I'll probably end up posting my information online. It's really intimidating to be talking about these issues with the chief of police or these other people.
That was Disney Williams and Andrea Magone. This morning, the city manager's office released the results of those surveys submitted at the public forum and via online. According to city staff's tabulations, for each of the four questions asked, public opinion was roughly evenly split between those for and against allowing commercial production and sales. There are four key components involved in getting the finished product to a customer: growing, manufacturing, testing, and selling. The city's attorney told the council in late October that the testing requirement makes growing cannabis in Unalaska a pricey proposition. That's because it's expensive to build a testing facility that would satisfy the state's requirements. At the public forum, KUCB asked Deputy Police Chief Mike Holman if it would be possible to grow, test, and manufacture cannabis products in, say, Anchorage, and then sell them here.
It could be, yeah.
It has to get here.
It has to get here is the difficulty, yeah. And it has to be tracked, because there's a whole system of tracking that the state has proposed that goes all the way from the seed to when it grows up, to the harvest, to the testing facility, and then to the store or to the manufacturing company, and then back to the store again.
86-year-old Unalaska resident Shirley Booker says she wants to be able to buy marijuana here.
I myself am a marijuana user for my desire to eat more. I need to eat. I only weigh 84 pounds, and I will need to eat. And then I have a lot of pain. And it helps with the pain, and it helps with my eating, and I don't care what the rest of you do, but I do intend to take marijuana as long as I can get it.
KUCB asked Booker if she wanted the Unalaska City Council to allow commercial sales.
Please, please. There's no reason why we can't have it.
Tonight's City Council meeting starts at 6 p.m. at City Hall. The commercial marijuana work session is expected to start around 6:30. The city's turkey trot also starts at 6 p.m. at the Aquatic Center. 4:30 p.m. this afternoon is the deadline for the public to submit comments on proposed changes to Alaska Native Corporations' proxy forms. The proxy forms mailed out to Alaska Native Corporations' shareholders could get a little longer next year. The State Division of Banking and Securities is proposing new regulations that would require more information on the proxy solicitations sent to shareholders when they elect board members, and the state also wants to impose new fees for the corporations. The proposed changes would apply to the Aleut Corporation, but they won't apply to the Unalashka Corporation because the OC represents about 400 shareholders. KDLG's Molly Dishner explains.
State Banking and Securities Director Kevin Anselm says the proposed new rules came from several sources, including a federal review of Alaska Native corporations a couple of years ago.
We have heard from corporations that would like some changes made.
The proxy solicitations the state wants to change are typically sent out as part of the board election process. It's a written authorization that gives someone permission to vote a person's shares. Often, they're sent out by an ANC and used by the board to vote for the board slate of candidates. But the regulations also detail what information should be included if someone other than the board is sending out a solicitation. Shareholders can usually also vote directly without using the proxy. But generally speaking, everyone gets the proxy form, and it's a way to ensure that certain information reaches shareholders. So Anselm says the new information would help shareholders make an informed decision when voting for board members. The list of required information includes:
for existing board members, the number of board meetings attended and committee meetings attended and excused absences, other directorships that those persons might hold, certain financial transactions with the corporation or its subsidiaries, compensation to directors and officers, any legal proceedings that nominees or directors have been involved with that might have been adverse to the corporation, and information about the board's leadership structure. And there are others as well.
Anselm says the division also wants the corporations under its purview to pay a $250 fee, plus a second fee that could be as much as $25,000, depending on a corporation's assets.
It's a brand new fee. There have never been fees paid by the ANCSA corporations for the state administration of this program.
The new rules and fees would only apply to some ANCs.
Those are corporations that have $1 million or more in assets and 500 shareholders. So some of the smallest corporations do not have to comply with those regulations even now.
32 village corporations and the 12 original regional corporations meet that threshold, including Bristol Bay Native Corporation and the Alaska Peninsula Corporation. BB&C Vice President and Associate General Counsel Dan Chayette says he's talked with counsel for several regional corporations about the proposed changes, and they're generally supportive but want to see a few changes before the new rules go into place.
I mean, the whole point of these is to provide our shareholders with the relevant information so they can choose the best candidates for the boards. And we don't necessarily know that everything they're asking for is needed to do that or will be helpful in doing that.
Chayette says the new fee doesn't seem fair.
Make a long story short, I think they're basically trying to balance their agency budget on the backs of the ANCs. I don't think any of the ANCs get $25,000 worth of services.
Instead, he says the corporations are going to propose an alternative structure that includes an annual fee and specific fees for different filings and services that the state provides. The division is taking public comments through November 24th. Then they'll look at changes and produce a final draft. That has to be signed by the lieutenant governor and likely won't go into effect until next year. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.
Comments should be sent to the state's Division of Banking and Securities no later than 4:30 p.m. today. Call 907-465-1230 for more information. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Greta Mart. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecast.
Do you have a news tip, photos, or video to share with the community? Call up the tip line at 581-6700 or email news@kucb.org and help keep your community informed.